So on quite the other end of the spectrum, technologically speaking, we have been noting the migration of the Christmas holidays into a compact and convenient digital package of shopping clicks and holiday alerts, caroling via Facebook and Vine. I love how you have all responded to rewriting some of these Christmas carols to reflect our digital reality just a bit.
Oh, Christmas tweet, oh, Christmas tweet, you mean to boost inclusion. Oh, Christmas tweet, oh, Christmas tweet, but you can cause intrusion. At midnight mass, when in my pew, I want no Christmas bells from you. Oh, Christmas tweet, my Christmas phone is muted.
Absolute genius from our listeners. And of course, that's Sarah in Minneapolis. Sarah, your Minneapolis, Minnesota choral training has certainly not gone to waste. No, please call again. In a more retro vein, some of you gave us some of your golden rules for the holidays, not necessarily digital. Morristown, New Jersey, one of my holiday rules, don't drink too much around my coworkers or my boss. That's pretty smart. Osterville, Mass, remember what the season is about, love and respect, sharing and joy, not trampling each other down at the mall. Notes and parties should be fun things. Change your perspective on them. If you want to be invited back, always bring a hostess gift, says one of you from Little Rock, Arkansas. And just one rule, no gifts except for family. All gifts do is create obligation and disappointment. That's from one of you in Salt Lake City, Utah. We have many more of these golden rules to share, but let me welcome in Anna Post, author and etiquette expert and the great-great-granddaughter of the Queen of Etiquette, Emily Post. Anna, it's great to have you right here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So does the digital transformation of the holidays require a rethinking of etiquette and politeness? There's a tendency to use digital to kind of make the holidays more convenient, but you could end up offending someone.
You know, that's the key word right there is convenience. And the holidays need some convenience.
Yes.
I like being able to take care of some things online, even if it's finding about a local shop having a sale down the street. That's great. The key is you can't make convenience the priority over the people. You know, I loved that little tweet song that just came in from one of the listeners.
Yeah,
that was so brilliant. And what I love about it is that, you know, there's the right time for that convenience and the wrong time, whether it's, you know, in her case at mass or if it regardless of your religion, it doesn't matter. Or if it is when you're spending time with family. That's what the holidays are really about. Somebody else kind of hit on that with gifts feeling like too much of an obligation. For me, etiquette is about relationships with people, and the holidays are a chance to really focus on that. So let those devices connect you when you're not around them, the people that you love, but when you are, make them the priority, put the phone away.
Let's do a little strategy here. Is there a category of relationships? Maybe they're professional, maybe they're sort of second or third tier, but still important. You want to remain in touch. Maybe it's a professional kind of thing. That it is appropriate to do a kind of group email as opposed to a holiday card or a real thank you note or something that involves your actual signature.
Oh, sure. You know, the genius of technology is that it gives us options. The part that we have to play in this is knowing when to pick which option for who, making sure it's appropriate. That's our job. The convenience, that's the job of the technology. So when we pair it and we get it right, I think it's a really great way to maintain and reach all those different relationships. Like you said, this could be work relationships that you're reaching out to where, you know, a card really might not be in the cards, so to speak. But getting an email out to somebody, it's a nice way to remember them at the holidays.
Do you like the card services that actually do more than just make it an email where you actually have to open up something and it's got some graphics and Does that work for you? Sometimes it feels like annoying, time-wasting junk mail to me.
Yeah, and that's the trick is, you know, who are you sending it to? If I get one of those from a friend, I'm probably going to be paying a little bit more attention to it than somebody that I really don't know very well in business. Now, that being said, I don't think it ever hurts to send one of those out. But you do also want to think about the human factor. You know, for example, there are sites out there where you can type in what you want to have it say and it'll print it in sort of like a Comic Sans type font and mail it off for you. I'm not as big a fan of that. That handwriting, that personal quirk is what really matters. You know, there's one thank you note app called Felt App that does a good job because you actually use a stylus on a tablet and it is your handwriting.
Right.
That's as close as I've seen to those really feeling more personal.
I'm a card nut. I can't ever give up the card and the picture. around Christmas time. How about you?
I'm a big fan, I have to say. And yet every year I will completely admit my now fiance and I fail at getting our act together and getting something out to people. That being said, I absolutely love receiving them from people. It's a really nice thing to get in the mail in the middle of all the bills and the junk mail.
Right. And there's definitely plenty of that. Now, this is a real moving target. And I'm wondering if your great grandmother is, you know, either saying, get it right because, you know, it's a new century and all the rules have to be rewritten, or if she's, you know, rolling over in her grave, we can know neither of those. But still, I remember not too long ago, probably a decade and a half ago, I did a story for NPR that was about people FedExing their gifts the day before Christmas. And the idea was, boy, these people are really either nuts or rich or just complete, like, space heads. Now that's like normal. There's something completely normal about that. I think a lot of this stuff, you know, you get your gifts from Amazon, people go, oh, well, they didn't really think about you. People don't really think that way so much anymore. It's working its way into our holiday sense of you can be both polite, caring, and have convenience.
I think that there is a lot of that, and, you know, I don't fault that. You know, I'm okay, for example, with a gift card if you really can't think of what's right for somebody to get. Now, if you know that your sister wants a certain sweater, yes, please go out and buy the sweater for your sister.
And if it's on Amazon, that's okay.
Yeah, and that's okay. And, you know, people are going to have a balance of how they shop. You know, I think there's that mix of the convenience and often savings online, and I think that there's a real awareness lately of shopping in your hometown. I'm really proud to do that. I'm from Burlington, Vermont. And I love doing that. So you get a mix.
It's like living in a Christmas card.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of unfair to everybody else. But, you know, with that convenience, like I said, you've just got to remember that awareness of, am I just doing this because, you know, say ordering something online at the last minute because it's convenient, or is my heart really in this? That's the check-in.
You got to know if your heart is in it. I hear a couple of things from our listeners. Christmas is my mother's birthday, so making her happy is always a golden rule for me. That's from Orlando, Florida. Salem, Oregon. A lot of rules here. After Thanksgiving, I swap out the coffee creamer for Bailey's at holiday parties. While at family gatherings, my golden rule is to avoid political conversations with Uncle Jack. Make sure to kiss Aunt Amy or she will hunt me down all upset. Bring a guitar for my mother and make sure to use real butter in my potato casserole. Other than that, I just try to make sure we all remember what the holidays are all about, each other. Any rituals in your family that you have to avoid or step around when you get together?
We are a longstanding family who gets together, extended family, on Christmas afternoon. And we've done this for years. It was very Norman Rockwell when I was a kid up in Stowe, Vermont, with lots of, you know, snow and all of that. And that was the one thing that even when we had to get out of the car at the bottom of the driveway and trek up in our nice shoes, that was the one thing that we always, always did. But, you know, I think that focusing on traditions, and traditions can change too, same as etiquette, and that's okay. But be really thoughtful about what you leave behind. And be thoughtful about what you create, too, you know, as you maybe form a new family. This could be a great opportunity to start a new tradition.
Sounds like you have that on your mind a little bit with the fiancé there. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. Anna Post is an author, etiquette expert, great-great-granddaughter of the queen of etiquette, Emily Post. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And do you have rules you try to live by during the holiday season? Share your tips at 877-8-MY-TAKE and join our texting network. We love to hear from you. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable developments in communities across the country.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.